Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 100, Mayberry Centennial. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by Weaver's Department Store at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Drop by Weaver's, they've got some limited edition Mayberry items coming up for the 50th anniversary. You'll want to check that out. They also got a brand new CD by Rodney Dillard from the Darlin Boys, so drop by for that. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you from donations by listeners like you. So thank you very much for your support. Hey, everybody. I'm your host, Alan Newsom. We want to welcome you to Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. We're glad to have you with us. Here we are up to episode number 100 of Two Chairs No Waiting. And we got this call. I got this call this week. I want to play for you guys from Phil talking about the fact that we had this centennial episode of the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast.
Hey, Alan, this is Phil in Fayetteville calling. Just got a kick out of you reading my comment on the air about me just now discovering the podcast. But anyway, I wanted to call and congratulate you on the show. I love it. And I hear you're getting ready to do your 100th episode. I know you don't need any help from me, but and I know this has already crossed your mind, but you got to touch on when Mayberry celebrated their centennial. And Andy and Barney got in that conversation about what centennial meant. And, of course, they got into this discussion about the bug with 100 legs, and Barney didn't want nothing to do with that. And anyway, just a great little piece of Mayberry trivia there to go along with the centennial celebration. And keep up the good work. Love the show. And I look forward to seeing you at Mayberry Days. Take care, buddy.
Oh, that was Phil. Hey, Phil, thank you again for calling in. We really appreciate that. And glad you did find the podcast and been able to listen to it. Honestly, I had forgotten about this particular little quote, but let's listen to it. This is a good one. And I want to thank Phil for calling in. And here's, in celebration of our centennial episode, here's some information about Mayberry's centennial. So here we go.
Centennial.
Centennial. Sure's a long word, huh, Paul?
Yeah, it's a mighty good word, though. It means Mayberry is celebrating its 100th anniversary.
You see, I hope the word centennial comes from the Latin word centus, which means 100 in the Latin language. Now, that was a language that was used by very intelligent people a long time ago. And when they wanted to say 100, why, they just said centus instead, you see?
Why didn't they just say 100?
Well, they didn't know about that word yet.
They didn't know about 100? They don't sound like they're very intelligent.
Barney's right, though.
That's right. Yeah.
Whenever cents a part of a word, it usually means 100 or something or other.
That's right. Like century. Now, that means 100 years, you see.
That's right. Centipede. That's a bug with 100 legs.
Well, come on, Ange. Don't make up jokes. Not while I'm trying to teach the boy something.
The centipede does mean a bug with 100 legs.
Well, it's not Latin. It couldn't be. You know them scholars and Romans with all their upbringing ain't going to be going around talking about crawly little bugs. Not in the Latin language.
Anyway, centennial means a 100-year anniversary, and that's what we're having.
Oh, so they're having their 100-year anniversary there in Mayberry, and we're having our 100th episode anniversary, I guess, here for the Two Chairs No Waiting. Thanks to all you that have listened and have stuck through and stuck with me through this. And we got a couple of other things here that came to my mind about 100 when we were talking about this. So here's the first clip.
I wouldn't have believed it. 100 names. I never thought she'd get enough.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, how about that? If she had just got 99, she wouldn't have made it. But she got 100. Amazing what that 100th name can do on a petition, ain't it?
Annie, my name wasn't the 100th one. It was the very first.
It wasn't the 100th one. It was the very first one. So... Oh, and here's just to continue that since we're on that, I love this part. So here's Here's Barney again.
There he is. There's the weak-kneed, chicken-livered, yellow-streaked turncoat.
Now, look, Sam, you got something to say. Say it.
Now, boys, ain't no use to let your tempers flare. If Barney hadn't signed that petition, why, they'd have got their 100th name someplace else. They ain't no use to come in here and chew him out.
Thanks, Andy.
It's okay, turncoat.
It's okay, turncoat. Oh, anyway, folks, hey, thanks again for sticking with us 100 episodes. And to celebrate our 100th episode tonight, I thought it would be fitting to play an audio clip that I'd gotten. Oh, man, I didn't write down the name. I'd gotten this, and I'll tell you in a few minutes who it was. These video clips are not just video or audio clips, but we also have some video clips we'll play later during this series. But we got these back. I got them from a fella down in Montgomery. So let me let you hear this. And what's so exciting about it is this is from 2004, when Andy Griffith made his way to Mayberry Days for 2004 because TV Land was presenting the town of Mayberry, Mount Airy, my Mayberry, North Carolina, Mount Airy, North Carolina, with the statue of Andy and Opie, like they had done in Raleigh. So let's go ahead and hear this, and we'll talk about it at the end. And so, folks, here we go. Andy, the man himself, at the statue dedication. So here we go.
Welcome home. I want to thank... Hi, Gertie. I want to thank Larry Jones and the folks at TV Land for putting this statue here in Mount Airy, my hometown. Where our show began. And let me tell you a little bit of the truth of how this statue got here. You know, TV Land honored our show recently, 7 months ago. And Larry said it would be best if all the surviving members, cast members, be present. And I said I would come if he would assure me that they would build a second statue for Mount Airy. Oh. And there it is. God bless them. They did it. And Cindy wrote a release, press release, for when this statue was announced. Let me read it to you. It says, I have put on the specs for that. It says, Andy has always been proud to be a member of the Griffith family. And proud to have been born and raised in Mount Airy. Says when he met Sheldon Leonard in 1959 and they created the Andy Griffith Show, Andy always wanted Mayberry set in the old North State, where the weak grow strong and the strong grow great. We've always maintained that the Andy Griffith Show was indeed in the fictitional town of Mayberry, as Mount Airy has its own proud history. And we are especially happy with the success of the Surrey Arts Council and appreciate the leadership of Tanya Reese, Emmett Forrest, and Kester Singh. Now, let me stop for a minute and say that Barbara Forrest, Emmett's wife, has recently undergone heart surgery and has had a very difficult recovery. Please keep her in your prayers. And then it says, the beautiful statue the folks at TV Land had created for the Andy Griffith Show was originally established in Raleigh, as that city is our capital and therefore represents all North Carolinians. And we would like to thank TV Land and the creators of the statue for agreeing to place another statue in front of the Andy Griffith Playhouse, a symbol of Surrey County's commitment to the arts. Now, that playhouse was built in the 20s. It was the 20s, Emmett. And it was originally the basketball gymnasium and auditorium for the old Rockford Street Grammar School and the old Mount Airy High School. It's the only surviving building. And perhaps our beautiful granite from the Mount Airy Quarry will help protect this representation of a sweeter time, it says a greater place, and all that's best about Mount Airy. The plaque right there says a sweeter time, a gentler place. So I don't care what the news media try to do, sometimes they'll get something wrong. CBS. I made a Christmas album last year. It's called The Christmas Guest, and it's part of our promoting the album. We invited Rita Braver of CBS Sunday Morning News to come down to Mateo to interview me and Cindy, and she did. She came down, brought her whole crew, camera, lights, microphones, and interviewed all day long. Into the night, really. And one of the stories I told her was that when I was 14, I had a job sweeping out the high school for $6 a month.
Oh my.
It was part of the youth administration under Roosevelt, Depression times, you know. When the piece came out, she said, I got $6 a day. People in Manio said they must have paid better up in Mount Airy. Hey, here's a good one. I was in a grocery store the other day, and a fellow that works there came running up with one of these trash newspapers in his hand. And I took it home. Cindy read it and says, oh no, oh no, oh no, oh no. So I finally read it.
You got a better shot.
What it said was that I was coming to Mount Airy for my final time before I die.
No, oh my gosh.
I hope not. I'm only 78. And still looking for acting work. I will tell you recently that two wonderful young people named Carrie and Yara Chansey, they wrote that what they are, they're animators. They draw three-dimensional characters on computers. And these characters can walk and talk and smile and grin and wink and everything. And they wrote a beautiful piece called The Three Wise Men. It's the story of the three wise men and the birth of Christ in rhyme. And they invited me to be the narrator and play one of the characters, the wise man, Melchior. And I love doing it, and I wish them well with that. I know it'll be on, maybe not this Christmas, but the one after that for sure.
All right. Hey, folks. Yeah, that was that's Andy. And we're going to be continuing this series as we go through the next few weeks with Andy and his comments that he made there at the statue dedication. I hope you have enjoyed that. And if you'll remember, this was back in 2004. And I want to go ahead and thank, before I forget, Doug Rogers. Doug Rogers is the one who provided me that audio. The audio is very good, and I hope you enjoy that. It's very easy to hear everything that's going on. Of course, you can hear the crowd noise, but there's no way around that. And we even have some video that we're going to show at least post it on the podcast website. Maybe I'll post it on Facebook, not Facebook. Well, maybe at Facebook, but YouTube. So I'll post some of the video up there so you guys can see, if nothing else, the toward the end. I'm not going to tell you what it's going to be, but there's some stuff that happens toward the end that you definitely want to see the video of that. Doug was out in the crowd doing the video of this, and the video is rough because he was in the crowd and people kept moving in front of him and he was having a hard time, but the audio is just very good. So I just really want to thank him. He's down in Montgomery, Alabama, and he contacted me about having this video. Wow, folks, if any of you guys have video or audio of events like this, you know, presentations by one of the cast members or something like that, please contact me because we can share it with all these other folks that are out here on the internet, and we can all enjoy it at that point. So I hope you're enjoying that. I do want to remind you, this was 2004 when this was going on, this event. And Andy talked about Barbara Forrest, Emmett Forrest's wife, and she has since passed away. But Emmett is a wonderful guy. If you ever get to go to Mount Airy, North Carolina, make sure you go to the Andy Griffith Museum, because that's where you'll see the wonderful collection that Emmett has donated or made a part of that museum. It's all there. And just this last week, George Lindsay donated. Jim Clark presented it, I believe, but George Lindsay donated the, I don't know what you could say, like a pinstriped suit that Goober wore on the Andy Griffith Show. So you, if you get a chance, you'll be able to see that. There's all kinds of wonderful things there. Folks, we're going to have, as I said, at least three more episodes of Andy talking there with the statue dedication. And I hope you'll be able to tune back in. So we'll be going through the entire month of September pretty much with that. And then we'll have our October 3rd, you know, the 50th anniversary of the Andy Griffith Show episode will come out, I guess, from us from about the 5th. But we'll be talking about that, the 50th anniversary, and what that's meant to everybody. So if you have comments about that, about the 50th anniversary, I'd love to hear from you. You can call me at 888-684-8415 and give us your comments. That would be a really nice thing to do. We'll have hopefully get some comments from you guys, and we can share them with one another on our episode that's going to be coming out for the 50th anniversary of the Andy Griffith Show. So y'all do that. Oh, there's one other thing. You guys, he mentioned talking about the Christmas thing. So here it is. If you go to weaversdepartmentstore.com, it's called Christmas Is Here Again. And that's the DVD that Andy was referring to. And so you'll definitely want to go and check that out. You can go to weaversdepartmentstore.com and pick that up. Christmas Is Here Again. And that's the animated cartoon that Andy was talking about during his presentation there. So, all right, folks, well, that's all I've got for you tonight, and I'll get you out of here. Again, I'd love to hear from you. Give me a call, comment about this episode, or give me your thoughts about the 50th anniversary and what that's really meant to you, that it's been on the air 50 years coming up really soon. You can call me at 888-684-8415. You can drop me a line at floyd@mayberry.com. I'd love to hear from you that way as well. Or you can go over to Facebook and leave a message at facebook.com/twochairs, all one word. And it's spelled out T-W-O, two chairs. And you can also just go to twochairsnowaiting.com, also spelled out, and leave comments right there on the podcast website. We would love to hear from you. And I think that's about all I've got for you tonight, guys. So, I think I'll start playing out the music here, and we'll see you guys next week on Two Chairs No Waiting, your Mayberry podcast. Talk to you later. Bye.